Step 3. A is for automation. Scotty. She's all yours, sir. All systems automated and ready. A chimpanzee and two trainees could run her. Captain Kirk. Thank you, Mr. Scott. I'll try not to take that personally. Star Trek. Chapter 8. Outsourcing Life. Offloading the rest and a taste of geo-arbitrage. A man is rich in proportion to the number of things he can afford to let alone. Henry David Thoreau, naturalist. If I told you this story, you wouldn't believe me, so I'll let AJ tell it. It will set the stage for even more incredible things to come, all of which you will do yourself. My Outsourced Life, a true account by AJ Jacobs, editor-at-large at Esquire magazine. It began a month ago. I was midway through The World is Flat, the bestseller by Tom Friedman. I like Friedman, despite his puzzling decision to wear a mustache. His book is all about how outsourcing to India and China is not just for tech support and car makers, but is poised to transform every industry in America, from law to banking to accounting. I don't have a corporation. I don't even have an up-to-date business card. I'm a writer and editor working from home, usually in my boxer shorts, or if I'm feeling formal, my penguin-themed pajama bottoms. Then again, I think, why should Fortune 500 firms have all the fun? Why can't I join in on the biggest business trend of the new century? Why can't I outsource my low-end tasks? Why can't I outsource my life? The next day, I email Brickwork, one of the companies Friedman mentions in his book. Brickwork, based in Bangalore, India, offers remote executive assistance, mostly to financial firms and healthcare companies that want data processed. I explain that I'd like to hire someone to help with Esquire-related tasks, doing research, formatting memos, like that. The company's CEO, Vivek Kulkarni, responds, "It would be a great pleasure to be talking to a person of your stature." Already I'm liking this. I've never had stature before. In America, I barely command respect from a Bennigan's maitre d', so it's nice to know that in India, I have stature. A couple of days later, I get an email from my new remote executive assistant. "Dear Jacobs, my name is Honey K. Balani. I would be assisting you in your editorial and personal job. I would try to adapt myself as per your requirements that would lead to desired satisfaction." Desired satisfaction. This is great. Back when I worked at an office, I had assistants, but there was never any talk of desired satisfaction. In fact, if anyone ever used the phrase desired satisfaction, we'd all end up in a solemn meeting with HR.